God said this is spontaneous preaching today. We'll see what he does with it. Not in his presence, you can be there just like that. All it takes is confession. God, I failed. God, I'm fallen. God, I'm sorry. Wash me clean again and bring me back in to your precious presence. It's that simple. Let that confessed sin be gone quickly. Don't let guilt and shame replace it. That's also evil of the devil. God does not want you in guilt and shame. You might be saying, but I don't change. I can't change. You're right, you can't. Only God can change you. Just keep putting yourself back in his hands. Laying on a beach. I guess it'd have to be Hawaii or Florida or California because it's too cold here. Nice warm sunshine. Just laying on the beach, laying right in the sand. No blanket, no umbrella. Just laying down in the warm sand. Arms stretched open, looking up into the heavens. Sun shining. When it's his son, you can look. Jesus, come. Come. Here I am, Lord. Come. I'm waiting for you, Lord. Get everyone in this room. You're alone on the beach, just you and God. Just you and God. I want you to pretend there's a zipper on your heart. And if you want God to look deep into your heart, just take your hand and unzip that zipper and open it up with both hands. Say, God, come. Search me. Search my heart. Know me, God. Know me inside and out. Know me in the deepest parts of me. Angels all around protecting you. No one can come. No one can harm you. Thank you.
Just one word, I am free. You are the Savior, and I need your grace to rescue me. You are the author of life, just one word. Savior, and I need your grace, rescue me, and I surrender, giving it all to you, giving it all to you. My heart cries out, just one drop, and I am filled. You are my joy, my desire, I resign to your will, and I surrender, giving it all to you. Giving it all to you. My heart cries out, I need you now. Giving it all. past the gates of grain into your sanctuary till I'm standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the glory on your face. I can only bow down and say, thank you.
Waiting for you. desperate for you. Thank you.
Anytime, you know, you feel you need to leave, that's fine. You can go when you're ready. 3 o'clock today, we have our quiet soaking, just waiting on God, prayer time, if you'd like to come. If any of you had a vision or had an experience with God this morning, or God gave you a word that you'd like to share, not just general testimonies about anything else, but let's just stay in this mode of what the Lord is doing here right now. If God gave you a word right now this morning or something that you feel you're supposed to share, you can come.
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 5 reads, "And besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue." This is something that the Lord was talking to me about this last week and a half. The whole idea of adding to your faith virtue, I kept saying, "Lord, what is virtue?" You know, I can look up the definition in the dictionary. I can get that kind of an answer. But one of the derivatives of virtue is the term that was used in the 16th century called chivalry. And it was a code of ethics that the knights had to live under. And there was certain things that they had to do. And Peter's saying is, add to your faith. It's not something, it's something that we have to ask the Lord, Lord, how do I add to my faith this characteristic of virtue? Joseph, the son of Jacob, he was jailed, but yet he lived in virtue, as did David in Babylon, was thrown in a lion's den. He lived in virtue. And we can find these kind of characters throughout the whole of Bible who lived in virtue. So virtue doesn't mean that things are necessarily going to go well, but it's something that the Lord wants us to add to our faith.
There's nothing worth more that can ever shame is ended. Your presence, Lord. Your presence. Pleasant field, atmosphere. Would you rend the heavens and come down?